This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. Joe Douglas was dismissed today as the Jets general manager, and I'm here to give you, in my opinion, the five worst Joe Douglas decisions of his Jets tenure.
Oh, there's a good one. A lot of pressure to get this one right, Sean.
No, there's no pressure.
I think so. Joe Douglas was fired about 6 hours ago. It is still fresh news. There is somebody who just got in their car and found out Joe Douglas was fired for the very first time, and now you're going to give them the definitive list of mistakes Joe Douglas made.
Hello, Joe B, by the way.
So get it right, bro.
All right, here we go.
Number five.
Rolling into 2023 with just Zach Wilson as a viable backup to Aaron Rodgers.
Amen. That's a big one.
Huge.
That's a huge one. That could be, you know what, I'll tell you this, that could be number one or two.
Yeah.
By backup for Aaron Rodgers,
who else was on it? Who else was there?
Tim Boyle?
They let Mike go to Miami.
Mike White.
Went to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Tim Boyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Tim Boyle, by the way, if you're just in your car now, a member of the New York Giants.
Well, here we go.
Number four.
The Hassan Reddick trade with no contract in place and allowing that to leak into the season, it killed a lot of vibes early in the year for the Jets.
That's a mistake. That is not ahead of not having a backup for Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's an egregious miss you just made already.
Evan, their defensive front took an enormous hit this year to let other guys walk.
Okay.
Their big crown jewel this offseason was trading for Reddick, and they allowed that to materialize into the year.
Keep going.
We debated whether or not he actually did that.
Right, well.
Because apparently he lost some of his power. Right. So is that like a last-ditch effort to do something meaningful?
Especially after they lost Bryce Huff. Remember, they let Bryce Huff go in free agency. He's not had a great year in Philadelphia. Yeah. And the reaction was, let's go trade for Hassan Reddick.
Right. Bryce Huff is exactly what the Jets thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what it turned out to be.
Yeah. Overrated. Here we go.
Number three.
Oh, but Howie Roseman's a genius. Number three is hiring Robert Saleh in the same coaching circle where Dan Campbell was available.
Wow, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. It's a tough one because, Robert Saleh was regarded as the hire of that offseason. And that's before the Jets even hired him.
You think about it just comparatively.
Oh, it's not even close.
It's the culture that Campbell has built.
Immediately, you felt it, even though they had a losing season.
Yeah, they had a bad first year there.
Right.
But 3-13?
I think so.
Lions? Yeah.
His first year, and then immediately they won.
I'm just saying that
gave some patience.
If you go back to that time, by the way, ownership patience is not an issue with this current regime. Joe Douglas was in his sixth year.
Right.
And even Robert Saleh before that, a few years before that, Todd Bowles.
This was his fourth year.
Yeah. It's not, I know you said that about positively towards Detroit. I don't think that's actually been the Jets' biggest issue.
By the way,
they waited a long time with some of these guys.
I want to make this clear. That was not a Jet issue. That was just a wink, wink, let's calm down. I'm firing Dable and Shane on my side of the...
I got you. But this sync goes about the Jets, not about the Giants. So maybe you should stay focused. Anyhow, go ahead.
Such a hater.
I mean,
I'm not a hater.
Number two.
I'm keeping him centered.
Okay. I'm going to keep my thoughts to myself. Number two is Mekhi Becton.
Oh, God.
That first round pick. Bro. Just to let you know, two picks after Becton mistaken, the Bucks took Tristan Wirfs.
It's not just how bad the Mekhi Becton.
He loves these moves.
It's not just how bad the Mekhi Becton pick was.
He's
2020
right
was his first draft Joe Douglas ever had with the New York Jets. If you go up and down it, it is a walking, talking, breathing disaster. Can I read the names for you? Would you guys like to hear
it? Go ahead, sure.
Mekhi Becton, 11th overall. Second round pick, Denzel Mims.
Ugh.
Third round pick, Ashton Davis, who somehow is still around. Not a star.
Yeah.
You want to call him a useful little player? Fine. Third round pick, Jabari Zuniga. Fourth round pick, LaMichael Perron. No, fourth round pick. This is the one I freaked out about on the air. James Morgan, the quarterback.
From JMU?
Yeah. No, he was from Florida International.
Oh, God.
His name is James Morgan.
Oh, God.
I know. He sounds like a college.
Right.
He's not. Cameron Clark. I mean, that was an abysmal draft. All time. I mean, yeah. Freaking time.
Davis is still here.
Ashton
right?
Davis is the only guy still here.
Wow. Bad draft.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And by the way, he is... Mekhi Becton?
Yeah.
He's actually a pretty decent guard.
Well, I think
always happens. He's lineman
right.
in New York.
Look, you're thinking of Eric Flowers. It was the same thing. But I agree with you now. His draft in 2021 was so good when you look up and down it. Mm-hmm. Even now, like Jamie and Sherwood in the fifth round.
Right. Who's
still
now
a good pick.
Who has to be your starting linebacker because CJ Mosley is shot.
Right. And Sherwood is a hell of a lot faster and is a better player.
He is.
Actually got Jason Pinnock in that fifth round. Now he's on the Giants.
Yeah.
But obviously the top of it is bad because of Zach Wilson. But there were some good picks mixed in there. And then obviously the 2022 draft is all-time great. Anyhow, I'm sorry. Keep going.
Here we go.
Number one.
And it's Zach Wilson, second overall. Every GM should have the opportunity to swing a QB, but when you miss, it's obviously the worst. The Jets are still paying the price. By the way, I'll give him a pass on this. Maybe Justin Fields could have been the pick. Maybe, but there was no other real good quarterbacks in that draft.
It
as
wouldn't
we found
have mattered.
Out. But Penei Sewell, Jamar Chase, even Micah Parsons went after that.
It wouldn't have mattered because they didn't have the info.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Infrastructure to groom a kid, a quarterback.
So in hindsight, should they have taken somebody else and waited on the quarterback for the next year?
No, because they had the right plan in place. It just, when Greg Knapp passed away, it just changed.
Right.
It is unfortunate. It sucked.
Well, the other option, you say waiting on the next quarterback, the other option, and it was discussed, was not taking Zach Wilson and running it back with Sam Darnold and trying to give him better weapons and trying to make it work, even though you're talking about a brand new coaching staff. And I think that was the idea. I mean, Kyle Pitts and Jamar Chase and Jalen Waddle were taken briefly after that.
Yeah.
If you pick, let's say, Jamar Chase instead of Zach Wilson,
wow.
I mean, think about that for a second. And Sam Darnold's your quarterback, and you're just saying, look, Sam, we really haven't given you talent over the years. We're going to try it again.
Right.
What happened?
Who was his best wide receiver before?
Oh, my God. Robbie Anderson? Chosen Anderson?
Yeah, wow. Who went to Carolina with Sam after that.
I mean, honestly, if you look...
So that's an example of thinking you need to replace a guy who the fan base hates.
Right.
And not... Because he was still on his rookie deal, right?
Yes, they could have brought him back.
It was his fourth year of his last... And then they shipped him down to Carolina. But let him play it out.
Yeah.
And then draft your quarterback.
I think looking back on it, that would have been the best plan, because one of the things that Sam fell victim to while he was here was he had literally no talent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you asked a great question. You said, who is his best receiver? I went back to 2019 and said, all right, let me look at the stats from that season. That was a year where Sam started 13 games. And by the way, went 7-6. 19 touchdowns, right. 13 picks. Not terrible. Who did he target more than anybody else? Who led the team in receptions? The answer is Jamison Crowder.
Yeah.
Oh, God. His number
so that
two,
tells you all you need to know.
His number two is Robbie Anderson. And then Demaryius Thomas.
And this was Gase, too.
This was Adam Gase.
Who admittedly failed him.
Yeah, and they won 7 games. And by the way, they were 31st in points, so it's not like they were successful.
Right.
They were 31st in points, but they won 7 games, and Sam Darnold had nothing. Like, Zach Wilson had a hell of a lot more talent than Sam Darnold did. Mm. So, looking back on the mistakes of Joe Douglas,
I wonder why he became enamored. I wonder if it was the, because you remember the pro day stuff from Zach when he was making all these
crazy throws,
running to his left, throwing across his body. And I never really impressed by those things because you're in your underwear. If you're not playing football and football pads, I don't give a crap what you do, what you look like, because it doesn't matter.
Right.
You don't play the game that way. You know what I mean? So I wonder why they got so enamored with Zach Wilson.
My theory, not about why they were enamored with Zach, I think that's probably it. But I think they felt the pressure. And credit to Joe Shane. He hasn't done this yet. Maybe this is to blame. I think he felt he needed to draft his own quarterback.
Right.
I think Joe Douglas was feeling the heat of, okay, we have the number two overall pick. We didn't get Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
I need my guy. He inherited Sam Darnold from the Mike Maccagnan era. And that's the mistake sometimes GMs make, where they feel the pressure to draft their own quarterback,
right,
even if that guy's not the right answer.
But it's almost more prudent to wait until you find the right one.
Of course.
You can't tell me Zach was the right one.
Well,
at the time.
So did they draft him out of the necessity of, we're picking number two, I inherited this guy in Sam Darnold, I just need my own guy? Or did they actually believe in Zach Wilson? Because you're right, and I think you're actually accurate with your list, that the biggest mistake Joe Douglas made was Zach Wilson.
Right, yeah. Because it set you back half a decade.
Of course, and it forced you to be in the position to have to go desperate and try to get Aaron Rodgers.
And this is, I think, also starts with ownership problem in the NFL, too. The pressure that you are on to find a quarterback. Because think about this. If you wait some Zach Wilson, I'm thinking in my own head, the next year's the Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis. Like, what are the Jets doing if Darnold fails again that year?
You're right. No, and it's funny you say that. I was just thinking the
same thing.
They
probably take Kenny Pickett the next year, and they're screwed anyway.
Or you're doing the veteran quarterback thing. You're looking, and I don't remember who was available going
really
into that year.
There have been a lot of drafts without good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But that's why I don't fault GMs for taking a swing, because you're under so much pressure to get it right.
And if there's just not a bunch of good quarterbacks.
But so what you're saying makes sense. Hey, if you don't believe in a guy, don't take him. Keep kicking the can
absolutely
down the road.
Absolutely not.
But you only have so many years of being mediocre if you lose job.
Here's the comparison.
When your pro scouts have to go find the upcoming free agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, go find your bridge veteran, whoever that is. Even if that bridge is 2 years. Or like Baker Mayfield, who was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' bridge after Tom Brady, and they signed him to a, whatever it is, $30-something million-a-year contract. And he's actually pretty good. He's leading the NFL in touchdown passes.
Or do what we were saying before. And by the way, the Bills are another example of this. They found Tyrod Taylor. He broke their playoff curse.
Right.
Find a guy who could stabilize your organization and gives you some breathing room for when that quarterback materializes.
That's all fair and game. And I think in Joe Douglas's case, he could have done that, because this was only his second draft.
Right.
Remember, 2021 was his second draft, so it was still early enough on where if you didn't believe in the quarterback, you didn't have to take one. That's the problem that you guys are in with the Giants, because now this is going to be the fourth year of Joe Shane. I think they're going to feel a pressure to take a quarterback, even if they don't believe in the quarterback. And you're right, that's the worst place to be in.
I think there's two that are worth it, Cam and Shador. The question is going to be, how do you get there if Tommy DeVito wins some games?
All right.
And that's just going to entail giving up future draft picks.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.